Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, and good day to you. Today is July the 4th. You know what this day is about. It's about the Independence Day. May you guys have a safe and great holiday with friends and family, even though despite that there has been a number of gunshot victims all across the United States, more than regular, but here in my hometown. Plenty of victims, and like I said, I too is one, is a family that had a member gunned down and his girlfriend a week ago. Amen. So please be safe and enjoy yourselves. God bless you. My topic and word of encouragement for the day, a wonderful world, coming from Psalms 104, verses 24 through 27 from the Message Bible, and it reads, "What a wildly wonderful world, God, you made. Earth overflow with your wonderful creations. All the creatures look expectantly to you to give them their meals on time. You come, they gather around you. You open your hand and they eat from it. If you turn your back, they'll die in a minute." Psalms 104, verses 24 through 27 through 30. Amen. Amen. July the 4th. And I know what you're saying. A lot of people don't celebrate holidays. I know I don't. And, you know, Juneteenth Day is supposed to be the blacks' holiday. But I carry it through July the 4th because I feel that my ancestors suffered, they fought for freedom for us to be here in the United States. Amen. Amen. July the 4th is when citizens in the United States celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. By signing that document, the 13 America colonies declared they would no longer be subject to the rule of Britain's King George III. I'm sorry I stumbled over that, but it's simply saying that, you know, we'll no longer be under the British rule. In remembrance of this day, people celebrate with firework displays, parades, family reunions, picnics, baseball games, speeches, and much more. A nation celebrating its independence from a tyrant is one thing, but one can never celebrate her independence from God. For God is the one who provides for her, gives her life, breathe, spirit, and a purpose. Without God, woman and man will cease to exist. As you celebrate your nation's independence, remember to celebrate your dependence on God as well. Thank him for the wonder and variety of his amazing creation. Thank him for the breath, the spirit, and life and provisions he has gifted you. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful Fourth with your family. And remember, Lord, I thank you for the wonder of your creation, as well as my breath, life, soul, spirit, and smile. Help me to be the earth as you are to me, a loving caretaker and friend. I pray for these most holy things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and may God be with you and yours this day. Amen and amen. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you, and I'll see you. Enjoy, enjoy. Amen.